to all the police, all the military, all the government people, the general public listening. Everything that the Patriots have talked about, everything we've talked about here, has come true and happened. You know in your gut we're telling you the truth. You know we're in deep trouble. Everybody has this feeling of dread, this great concern. The media tells you that's your sixth sense worried about Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. But you know the dread is what's happening economically and militarily. Your call's coming up the next segment. Bob Chapman, our guest, the largest in the past gold and silver broker in the world, the largest newsletter in the world, and retired. He's back in the last few years, I guess six, seven, 8 years now, with the International Forecaster. And we're honored that he spends so much time with us each week during these crises. He's one of our best experts we have on, one of many, but they all seem to be agreeing on the basics. But his insight is even deeper than most, and because he also worked in military intelligence before he got into the financials. Bob, this is a quick segment, as you know, but I'm going to skip it for behind-the-scenes listeners, so we'll go straight through into the next segment and take calls. Iran. Bush said Friday, and I've got it right here, Times of London, he said, I support Israel going ahead and hitting Iran, publicly said go ahead and hit them. The Israelis are massing aircraft inside Iraq, huge provocation. And it looks like that Ray McGovern and others are right, that it's a go sometime in September or October as an October surprise. Why are they planning to do this?
Well, I think the main reason is to detract people's minds away from the economic and financial problems that not only beset the United States but the world. Because when, you know, the doggy, which is the United States, wags its tail, all the world thunders and quakes and trembles economically and financially. And so I think it is a move, just like Iran and Afghanistan were, to get people looking in the other direction. I once met a man from Israel, and I said, aren't you concerned about the economic climate that's there? And he said, no, I'm more concerned about whether I'm going to get killed or not. And so if you've got these wars going on, people are going to be thinking, well, gee, what's next, the draft? Maybe I'll have to go do that. And so that's one of the reasons. Of course, they want Iran's oil. Israel wants to expand, and they want Iran to be neutralized, just like they wanted Iraq neutralized. And of course, there's the oil production, which the Western oil companies would like to get their hands on. And that is clouded by the fact that Iran has treaties with and agreements with China and Russia. And the big question is, are they going to get involved? I would think that if anybody did, Russia might. And, you know, Israel, if they attack, might get a surprise. They may be facing Russia as well as Iran. And I don't know that, but it could happen.
It could escalate.
And escalate. And also, Russia has said yesterday that they are contemplating now, even though Poland has backed out of the missile deal, putting them those missiles ostensibly to shoot down Iranian rockets, when in fact it was to threaten Russia. They said, you know, if you go ahead somewhere over there and you do that, we're going to target all of the major cities in Western Europe, just like they did during the Cold War.
Well, you know, that's right. I mean, think about the rhetoric we're hearing. Even in the Cold War, they never threatened to nuke us, and they've had their top foreign minister and others say, we may go ahead, if you even put missiles in these countries, we may go ahead and hit them. I mean, Russia doesn't just make threats. They never have.
They do it. And they're very bright people. You know, almost all the time I spent in counterintelligence was working against them in the KGB, the NKVD, and Stasi, and other units as well. And that was a long time ago. It was 50 years ago. But still, my experience has been that they're formidable opponents.
Oh, Bob Chapman, just amazing. We're going to talk behind the scenes for 3 minutes for the Infowars.com listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We're going to come back and go right to your calls with Bob Chapman.
Imagine if I'd come to you a couple of years ago and said to you, hey, gasoline prices are going to jump to $5 a gallon, and I know a way that we can store several hundred gallons for you, a year or two's supply of gasoline, buy it today at $2 a gallon, and when it goes to $5 a gallon, you'll be way ahead of the game. And you probably at the time would have said to me, you're nuts, get away, you're crazy, lunatic, go bye-bye, and okay, fine. Now I'm telling you, what's happened to gasoline is happening to food. Your grocery bill is going to skyrocket. And you can put bulk foods away at less than half the price of your regular grocery bill. And by tomorrow's standards, that could be at less than a fourth of the price, or an eighth of the price, or a sixteenth of the price. Hello, do you have an investor's brain or not? Pay attention. Storable foods, bulk foods from the J. Michael Stevens Company. EatFoodsDirect.com. Go there now, EatFoodsDirect.com. Get a year or two's worth of bulk foods while they still are available, and they won't be much longer. Or call them at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So to be clear, Bob, do you think they're really going to hit Iran, A? And if they are, part A, you know, the second part of the question A, will they precipitate a staged terror event to blame it on Iran?
Well, number one, I think the possibility of conflict is even money. Again, we're not behind the scenes, so we know that something very well could happen and might very well happen. On the other hand, maybe it won't. So I just don't know. I did know 2 years ago that they would not. And about maybe 4 or 5 months ago, I changed my mind and I said it's a 50-50 chance. I don't know. And I just don't have enough intelligence.
Well, the worsening economic straits... I mean, remember the stock market started going down and then they staged 9/11 to kind of be an emotional rally around the flag, opiate. And I mean, do you agree with me? I mean, I believe from the evidence that worsening economic straits encourages them to go ahead and attack.
Well, you got a very valid point. It's a very important thing to them to misdirect people. And that does push the odds from perhaps even money to 60-40, 60 that it would happen, or maybe 70-30. Again, because we're not on the inside, we don't know, but those are probably the odds now because of the crumbling of the markets and the terrible problems of bankruptcies that we're seeing in the United States and in Western Europe. They tried today to keep the market up. We've got about an hour to go, 50 minutes. And the Dow is coming unglued again. And, you know, every time it does that, they come in the market to try to keep it up, to holding off, you know, the inevitable problem of lower prices. Now, lower prices are very important to them that they don't happen, because the market is the last vestige, the stock market, of anything that is pliable that will stand up for you, and that's not happening anymore. The market has broken down from a fundamental and a technical base, and it should have broken down a long time ago, but it is now. And so that adds fuel to the fire to have Israel and the United States go in and attack Iran. But again, will the Russians get involved? If they do, you get a third world war and it'll go nuclear. And Europe, the United States, Russia will have all kinds of casualties.
Well, I agree with you that it's a 60-40. If there was any sanity within the elite, it'd be a zero chance. But the boldness to carry out a complex op like 9-11 shows these are very, very reckless, arrogant people. And it shows they're into stuff that's spectacular. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we couldn't be in worse straits. I mean, Bush has been totally unstable and a nice puppet for the elite, but now we face Barack Obama and John McCain, both of them equally as bad. But this is another strike against Obama. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Politico reporting, and they're a good source of news, a cabinet-level position, which if cabinet is in the succession, I believe that violates the Constitution, with foreign-born being in the succession line for president. Arnold, a very dangerous person, just insane with power lust. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger said in an interview aired Sunday that he would be open to an idea of serving as energy czar in Barack Obama's administration. Of course, he ran in California on the advisory panel, the Enron scamming, and then posed and ran on a platform of fighting Enron. He's a very corrupt individual. I mean, just another example of who could imagine a comic book series where we'd be looking at 2008 with a son of a Nazi who says he wants to be a Nazi dictator, who's in gay porn, running around with some guy whose dad's a Muslim named Hussein Barack Obama, with a nutcase Manchurian candidate who wants our guns for the Republican. I mean, this is insane.
It's pure madness. Only in America. It's just incredible. And, you know, the people who sit back and say, well, I'd rather have him than that guy over there. But they don't notice that they're both totally unqualified, and one's a Marxist and the other's a fascist. Well, we get two fascists and one Marxist. It's madness.
Arnold went on ABC's This Week. He said it on television with Stephanopoulos, that he wants to give something back being energy czar. I mean, Arnold made hundreds of millions just in the little council he was in running scams with Enron. It's just incredible. And he's going to run around pushing carbon taxes and tattletale squads. And, oh, my God, we're in a lot of trouble, Bob Chapman.
Well, those tattletale squads are really, really something that I don't listen to your program all the time, so I don't know how much you've covered it. But they've got police and firefighters and paramedics and other people who are out among the public who are employed by government in one form or another. They are now training them to look for suspicious things. In other words, let's spy on everybody.
And that's the Stasi.
And it is just dreadful. I mean, it can't get any worse than that.
And by the way,
it's
folks,
neighbor against neighbor, child against parents, and so on.
Well, and in fact, they give children money to spy on their parents, and they have these neighborhood FBI meetings now for 6.5 years. They say, come to the meeting to fight Al-Qaeda. And you show up, and they say, okay, this is a week-long course, you're fighting Al-Qaeda, and then it's like an hour on Al-Qaeda, and the rest is your neighbor have pot plants? Did they spank their kids? And it's all how to get people in the system. I mean, this is insane. I mean, Bob, this is what you fought when you were in intelligence, isn't it? I mean, isn't this classical tyranny?
Absolutely. I mean, you mentioned the Stasi, and that's exactly what they did. And now we're finding out who worked for them, and they were supposed to be good guys, and they were really bad guys. But, you know, the Cold War was another giant scam. And I, like many, many other people in the 1950s and 60s, got sucked in by it. I mean, we didn't know. I didn't know then. And I made a mistake, like many people did. But we know today. And that's why, at my age, I continue to try to transmit the information to people that they need to look into this. They got to know about it. They have to know the things that are really affecting their lives.
And by stage, it's compartmentalized. You were fighting a real war with their operatives, but at the highest levels, we were giving them the nukes, the food, the money, letting them take over countries, because we couldn't be the bad guys then. The bankers had to have somebody to go around and murder middle classes, but now we're going to be the bad guys.
I think you're right.
It's totally
it's
sick.
Quite frankly, in Europe, particularly Eastern Europe, the Russians are the good guys.
It's incredible. Let's take calls here. And, of course, they're all just interplaying the part for the bankers. Roman in California, thanks for holding. You're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Hello, Alex. This is Roman from California calling from InfoWars, California. Since you brought up Arnold Schwarzenegger, I just want to take everybody back to 1846 in the California Black Belt Flag Revolt.
Do me a favor. Turn your radio off. This is really blaring.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good, you killed it. Go ahead.
All right. Anyway, 1846, California, General Vallejo, instilling tyranny, trying to steal the gold republic, and here we have Governor Schwarzenegger running around doing stuff that's 100 times worse.
Absolute
crook.
And
nobody does anything about it.
I hear you. Bob Chapman, I mean, again, I mean, yeah, we know he's a puppet, but I mean, having some arrogant know-it-all prance around and rob everybody, it's disgusting.
And, you know, again, it's back to the same thing. The public aren't paying attention. If they don't care, there's no evidence. If they do care, there's no evidence of it. I recognized some of the major problems in California where I lived for 36 years in the early 1990s, and I said, I got to get out of here. Because the tax base was eroding. They were overwhelmed with people who didn't pay taxes at all. And the economy continued to deteriorate, and most people couldn't see that.
Yep.
It's getting people to do things, and that's what the gentleman is asking. And we're full circle. We're doing what we can do. I just hope they listen.
Well, Roman, thanks for the call. Let me just ask this question of you, Bob. We know they've tripled the amount of police. Bureaucracies are growing at a record pace as we're bankrupt. There's cops everywhere writing tickets. Literally every couple months, new tax authorities show up out of nowhere at my business demanding new taxes, trying to force their way in to look at everything and look at our books with no judge, no warrant, and they're doing it to everybody, not just me. I'm in Texas. It's worse than other states. I mean, what's the breaking point? When we all go bankrupt, they'll just be bureaucrats literally sticking straws in our arteries, sucking our blood? I mean, how far does this go? How long till our backs break?
Well, until the people say, I won't put up with it anymore, and they'll revolt, and that's why you have revolutions. And in most countries, people can't revolt, or their chances of success are very small. But there's 450 million weapons in the United States, and there's at least 50 million people who know how to use them very, very well. And all you need is maybe 4 or 5 million people throughout the country to challenge.
Are you kidding? 100,000 highly motivated would. I mean, you know, the security forces now are all about keeping themselves safe. They would. I mean, they will run and hide in bunkers with their tails between their legs instantly. It's a total paper tiger.
I hope it doesn't come to that, but you could very well be right. And
the problem
the
is they're going to use
highly
nerve
motivated.
Gas. The problem is that the central government has said they're going to use nerve gas and just kill everybody. That's right, cops. If there's actually a civil war, they're going to nerve gas you with us. Hope you enjoy flopping around for 10 seconds while you die like a fish out of water. Your God is going to nerve gas you. Stay there. I want to skip the break with Bob Chapman.
By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. Is there an alternative way to relieve suffering and pain of an enlarged prostate? There sure is. It's called Poulien, and it's offered exclusively from NaturallyPure.com. Poulien is a patented supplement for the treatment of prostatitis and BPH, also known as an enlarged prostate. Formulated by a Chinese master herbalist, Poulien contains vital nutrients proven to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects on the prostate. Put an end to those frequent trips to the bathroom with no adverse side effects. Right now, a two-bottle treatment is available for the low price of $49.95. Call 805-434-5444. That's 805-434-5444. Or visit them online at Naturally, that's 1L and NaturallyPure.com. That's NaturallyPure.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 10% off of your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Stop the agony, stop the pain. NaturallyPure.com, your source for prostate health.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 14, 2008. Gold opened at $962.40. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $989.81, $487.40 for half ounce, and $243.70 for quarter ounce. That's $989.81, $487.40, $243.70.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Carcy's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Okay, back to your phone calls with Bob Chapman. Zaina in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hello. My name is Zainab, and I'm a representative of a movement that started in Georgia that it joins people to good and forbids the wrong. The name of my group is Balawa Dawin, G-O-I, Guardians of Islam. And our founder would like to speak to you and hold a convention with you if that's possible. If you can take my information and give the brother a call at your earliest convenience, that would be perfect.
Well, let me give that to John. He'll put you on hold here in a moment. Do you have anything to say about what you've been hearing from Governor Ventura and Bob Chapman and others?
Yes. Well, I am African-American, and it's no surprise that our government has been corrupt for a long time. But facing the current dangers of everyone that's starving and hurt, I think it's time for us to really start focusing on what we can do to better America. That's why I called, so we can start introducing you to some people that's, I guess, of other nationalities and around the world that's Muslim.
All right, thank you. John, get her contact info. I'm always happy to have folks on the show. I don't know about conventions or travel. I'm so tied down. I'm going to 9/11 in New York. I'm going to Denver to cover that melee. And so we'll see what happens there. But thank you, Zaina. Jeremy in Kentucky, you're on the air with Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com.
Hello, Alex and Mr. Chapman. Hey, I have a quick question and a comment, if I could, about Mr. Ventura after the question.
Okay.
I understand the economic situation we're in, and I'm not trying to turn this into a spiritual question. I need to kind of know the initiative here. Is, you know, if you believe in God at all, or if you're a Christian, you know that in the end, the good always wins. What is their drive to do all this when they know that their master is going to lose?
Well, number one, we cover the info on what you do with it is your decision. And I want to get Bob's response to the important question you've asked about what is their drive. There are some people who are sadistic, sociopathic. They tend to be sadistic psychopaths that are at the highest ranks. They've always got to have more. You know, I mean, Caesar runs up to the ocean. He goes across and conquers, you know, Albion or England. They've always got to have more. They're hyper-competitive to an insane level, and they also like to be cruel. And so they don't believe in God. They don't believe in helping their species. They are out for them. They are cancer cells in the body politic. Bob Chapman?
Cancer cells upon the entire peoples of the earth. And basically it's Satan versus God. And it boils just down to that, good versus evil. And that's why we do what we do, and that's why they're doing what they're doing. And in the final analysis, people will realize, because it is going to come to that, and it's not too far away.
Well, you know, people ask why I do what I do. I burn with passion and desire to warn people. I get mad at myself because I don't work hard enough. I'm not eloquent enough. I can't articulate my understanding clear enough. And, I mean, I burn with desire to warn people. I burn to reach new people. I burn to warn people. And it's because at an instinctive level, spiritual, whatever you want to call it, I know what comes around goes around. And I know at an instinctive level, I can intellectually reason it out, and then you reap what you sow as a scientific fact. I can intellectually, in the geopolitical realm, show you how it is a fact. But just instinctively, I know killing a million Iraqis in the last 7 years, last 5.5 years, killing 3 million of them conservatively in the last 18, that is a great evil done in my country's name that besmirches my forefathers and besmirches my children in the future, and that there's a law in the universe. We're going to be hurt because of this. We're going to pay for this. And not just when we die, folks. You pay in this life. And so I'm trying to rectify that. My instincts. Bob Chapman, do you see the point I'm making?
Absolutely. And it's the same desire I have. I won't take it. I'm competitive enough that I must stop them from what they're doing, because what they're doing is wrong.
Now, there's a term, crime against humanity. This is a crime against our species. Does that answer your question, Jeremy?
Yeah, I guess so. I just I had a quick statement about Jesse, if I could just make
yeah,
a statement
ahead.
Real quick. I am a soldier. I'm not a former soldier. I'm actually still stationed in the United States, and I'm active duty. And most soldiers are good people. You know, they're fathers, they're sons, they're husbands. And I tell you what, they won't tell you, but we're all wore out, you know? And I've been studying all this stuff. I've listened to you for a year. I just got back from Iraq about a month ago, and I listened to you almost the entire time I was here over the Internet, and you were my only source of entertainment. And I gotta give it to you, Alex. You know, it takes courage to do everything that we all do together.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to hold you over through this break for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers with Bob Chapman. Then final segment with Bob Chapman. Take a few more calls and then get his basic economic analysis, any other key points he wants to make. I'm going to try to get him back on later in the week as this develops. TheInternationalForecaster.com is an invaluable source of information. Final segment with Bob straight ahead. But Jeremy, stay there. We're going to let you talk to Bob behind the scenes. Here we go.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you, we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
Otto, is he going to come and sit in this show on 9/11?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already 4 times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of 3 great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Listen, the world's a real place. You can't live in decadence forever. We're going into very hard times, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody, including people in this movement, need to have a gut check, need to put out the maximum effort right now against the New World Order. I thought Ventura would definitely run. It didn't sound good when he kept hinting about, well, don't get mad at me if I don't run. Alex, I'll do another interview with you before I go back to Mexico. If he's going to run for the Senate, he's not going to be going back to Mexico, where so many people are running to, and we'll find out tonight on Larry King. Bob Chapman, we were just talking for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, because we do some of behind-the-scenes talking, talking to that special forces officer that just came back, and his commander just hung himself. And we have record suicides. In fact, I saw a report. It is 14 times any previous suicide numbers. 14 times. I mean, they are killing themselves en masse. And even men, when it's a righteous war, tend to break down a good percentage of them. Or they die young of heart attacks, or they're real reckless. You know, I had a lot of veterans in my family, and they were old guys, and you'd see them. They were always ready to get in a fight with somebody, always macho, not a fake macho, reckless, crazy. And that was one tour. Imagine five tours. Imagine three tours. Bob, one tour would fry most people in combat. three tours in combat? I mean, again, it's just the elite's breaking all their own rules, Bob. They're doing things that are destroying their own power base.
Well, I think you're right about that, and you're also right about the tours and the breakdown of the individual, and it doesn't matter how smart or how unsmart you are. It affects everybody. It's an emotional thing. And for anybody that's ever been in combat, they know that you never want to be there again. And when you're asked to go three times, that's a little much. And so you're right. They are breaking down the structure that they've created, this essentially mercenary force. And because there's no draft involved, maybe there's a better word for it, but they call it a volunteer force. And, you know, that's a tough way to make a living in make-believe wars where the president has to lie to get us into a war to kill over a million people. And it's just terrible. I do a program on Friday with Drew Raines, and most of the listeners are active and retired military people, and I do it because of that. I'm a veteran myself, and most of the Marines and Navy, but we get a lot of people listening from the State Department. And it's amazing the things that go on. I don't know if I've ever told you, but they told me on the program from the State Department that all of the embassies have a copy of my report every time it comes out. And Washington is very upset that I am printing what I'm printing. And so, Alex, we are getting to them, believe me.
Oh, listen, I know. I found out 5 years ago. I mean, photographs that entire councils of the Diet have their interns boiling down my radio shows, giving them video clips, watching my films. I mean, the Japanese government is, and think of the responsibility. I'm just some 34-year-old guy who's been hardcore doing this for 13 years, studying it before that. And I'm a loudmouth, I go off the handle, the rest of it. But, I mean, the responsibility of that, and I know, Bob, a lot of elites check out what you're writing and saying. When I had State Department people on me and FBI and Army intelligence on me, I'd finally say, look, I know you coming up asking me questions. I know you're with the government. And they'd say, well, Alex, we're just following what to my face, you know, when nobody was around me, that we're just doing what, what the commander-in-chief tells us. And I said, is there nothing you won't do? And he goes, well, look, we don't like it either. But, I mean, I had the goons following me going, well, we don't like this either. And, I mean, they weren't just saying that. They looked like a pile of crap. I mean, you know, they looked like, they felt like they were a pile of dog crap. And I hate to talk like that. These were big men. But they know they're bad. They know they're working for the bad side. They know, don't they, Bob?
They certainly do. They certainly do. And when they can stop people like you and I, or even get us incarcerated, they think, well, maybe I'll get a promotion. I mean, that's what their mindset is.
Now, I want to tell
disgusting.
Them something. All you're going to get is bad luck, and that isn't some physical threat. You are foolish if you don't know that when you do bad things, and that means especially messing with somebody who's putting the truth out, that the universe doesn't like that, do they, Bob?
They certainly don't. And they're going to pay. And how that'll happen, I don't know. And, you know, it's really not my place to make sure that they get payback for what they're doing. There's other forces that will take care of that.
That's right. That's how it works. A few final calls. Let's talk to Chris in Montreal, Canada, then Tony and Peggy. Go ahead, Chris. You're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Bob. Good afternoon. First, it's just a couple comments. I hope I'm not too off topic. First, I'd like to say that Truth Rising is excellent. It's excellent. The cinematography, the score, it's a beautiful, beautiful movie. But my question was about legal militias. Do they still exist? I know that in the States and in Canada, a lot of the militias have been absorbed either into the National Guard or in Canada, the reserves, but I'm not really 100% clear on it, and I feel
yeah, that's
like
the organized. Okay, well, let me tell you real fast. The organized militia wasn't set up until 1906 as the National Guards. All the Federalist Papers, all the court cases. I mean, that's why a sheriff could deputize But you had to do what he said. That was an instant draft by the elected representative. Could say, you're coming with me. Somebody just killed, you know, some kid. Just raped some girl. We're going to chase him if it's across five states. And there was no jurisdiction. They went after him. So that's when the people were the government. Now there's the mistrust of the corrupt government of the people. So militias are totally legal, totally lawful. It is your right and duty, 18 to 49, and in during emergencies, they can call people out even 65. The governor, the county commissioners, the sheriff, the city cannot call out the militia. It's a state function and through state chartered institutions. But the problem is they infiltrate militias when people try to set them up, and then feds even try to become leaders to then send everybody to prison, planting pipe bombs on their property to then scare anybody from forming militias. But we're all militias. A man owning a firearm is a militia. You want to explain this to him, Bob?
No, I think you've covered it fully. You know, that's just the way it is. And the government has done that, and they've tried to do that to me several times. In fact, they've gone to friends of mine and told them that they want them to give all the information they can and spy upon me. And I didn't know it until years later. Of course, he didn't do that. And before he died, he told me that they had come and threatened him and so on and so forth. And so they do those things.
Well, yeah, I'm fully aware of the undermining of any effort like this. Yeah, and like I said, I was just wondering if, I mean, I know they're legal, but they've been demonized and,
yeah, but
you
see,
know,
the
like
Second Amendment
Montana
is...
militia is renowned for being these kooks, but I know what a militia is. I know they're not nuts. And I was just wondering why this isn't happening more en masse. Like, you would think that as many organized militias as you can in as many places would be very... Like
Chris, let me move on and explain what happened. The militia movement had state representatives behind it. Oklahoma passed an anti-UN law and called out the militia. And the feds went in there and blew a federal building to kingdom come to blame it on the militia. People would try to form militias, and then feds would infiltrate and provocateur. I mean, I've gone out to pro-Second Amendment meetings that the government here considers a militia, and we had feds come to it and locals and say, let's blow things up and kill police, and then we'd follow them out in the parking lot, and they thought we were so dumb, they were driving unmarked police cars, and then we'd follow the cop home, and he'd say, leave me alone, okay, I was just spying on you. And they spy on anti-war groups. They're criminal dirtbags. And the point is that when they attack your Second Amendment right, that's an attack on the militia, okay? The militia is you being armed and having a few of your friends you've known for your lifetime saying, we're not going to a FEMA camp, and if anybody tries to take us and our family, we're going to stick together. That's a militia, okay? Bob, do you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, folks, let me tell you what's valuable. Storable foods, water filters, skills, firearms, the willingness to defend yourself. Okay, and if enough of us just, it's like porcupines. Wolves, leave them alone. We're not looking for trouble. I mean, I think our flag ought to be a porcupine. We're like, do not mess with us. Just leave us alone. And we're purely defensive. But I don't like shooting my mouth off. The point is if they try to put you in labor camps, take your kids, you don't have a choice at that point, folks. Bob?
I agree completely. Absolutely, and I preach it on the air all the time, and I'm one of the few newsletter writers, and you're a personality on radio, that come out and say such things. There's only a handful of people that got the guts to do it.
Well, I mean, it's real simple. It is a moral right and a duty, if they try to take you and your families to camps, to resist that with lethal force. And all the federal rulings say that. When the government is engaging in crime, I don't care if they say crime's legal. You have a right and duty to protect yourself. And I don't know how they've drummed the instincts out of so many men and women to let them take your children and the rest of it. When you lay down like cowards, folks, they win, okay? We don't have a choice. And quit pushing. I'm just telling people in government, you're in the wrong, you're not God, and oh, my God.
And there is consequences.
Now, there are consequences, folks. I'm not happy about this. This is the real world. Peggy in PA and then Arion in the Netherlands. Go ahead, Peggy. No, Tony in Australia. We got to move fast. Tony in Australia, go ahead.
You there, Eric?
Yes, I am. Go ahead.
Yeah. I wanted to ring and say that I thought
was important for Governor Ventura to get into politics. You need a bit of sanity in government over there, and I think you'd be just perfect for the job. A few things I wanted to mention. You keep on predicting what will happen in America. They're already happening here. They mistest pensions. If you save up a little money, you either don't get the pension or they reduce it. They're using the military to police Aboriginal settlements in the outback. And they're going to bring in carbon trading in 2010 with not very adequate explanation. Illegal aliens are put into detention camps in the outback. They can't get adequate medical attention for their children. And the list just goes on and on and on. So what you're predicting is already happening.
That's right. The Australian government, there was a real Crocodile Dundee. He looked just like the guy in the movie. And what was it, in 1998, he wouldn't turn his guns in. They came out to his house and murdered him.
Well, I would believe it.
They've almost completely disarmed you guys out there, and they're CPSing your children for no reason. Yeah, I'm fully aware Australia is really bad now.
Yeah. And the Pope is visiting this week and has virtually introduced martial law in Sydney to control the population. You're not allowed to wear certain T-shirts in case it upsets people, that type of thing.
Yeah, they're getting you used to no free speech, no nothing, yeah.
Yeah, so what in effect is happening is that they've got all the procedures now in place, and what people don't realize is if they can use the military to control Aboriginal settlements, if they can put illegal aliens in detention camps and not provide adequate medical attention for the children, they can do it to anybody.
No, that's absolutely right, sir. And call me back again. I want to hear more from you. We've got to go because Bob's got to go in just a moment. I've got some final news that's very important I want to cover. Bob, I mean, he said it all right there, and he's right. In England, in Australia, it is classical tyranny now where they're even arresting mainstream reporters now. I mean, it's getting bad.
Yeah, and you can't even take your children to school unless you've been cleared and it's proven you're not a criminal. And very often they will assign a criminal background to somebody who's not criminal, and then you have to go fight them to prove that you are not a criminal.
Yeah, the government...
It's unbelievable.
Folks, the government went rogue. That happens 9 times out of 10. It happened here. Folks, you can't screw around anymore. They built camps. They got people working for them. It's every criminal you can... They're openly hiring felons. Sheriff departments all over the U.S. are hiring felons, not just the military now. I mean, the government's criminal. End of story. Two final calls real fast. Let's go to Arion in the Netherlands. I want to go to them first. Go ahead, Arion.
Hi, Alex. This is Arion Blau calling from the Netherlands. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I would like to thank you for all those years. I've been listening for more than 7 years now, dating the pre-9/11 area. I was amazed when you were doing the prediction in June of that year. I want to just move on quickly towards the emergency food. Here in Holland, the New World Order has taken over, all but taken over. You know, it's a lot of stuff that is being, you know, being placed on the internet. So people are no longer free. There's so much stuff that is happening right now, and people are just sleeping while they should be preparing. Last week, I just ordered a large stack of food for at efoodsdirect.com, and we are just, you know, I've been busy from 2004 to prepare a big retreat for people to go away from Europe into South Africa, to live off the grid over there. It's something that we've been working on for years and years, and finally it seems to give off some fruit. And I believe, you know, that Iran is going to be bombed. I've got some information. Bob is not sure, I understand. You know, Bob, I respect you very much, your analysis. I respect it awfully, a lot. But I do see in Daniel 8 that first Iraq was going to be bombed, and later on Iran will be bombed, and Israel will take much of the brunt of that attack that is yet to come.
Well, I know this. All the rich billionaire Jews are leaving. Call me back tomorrow. The show's almost over. I got to end it right there. We'll get to Peggy in the final segment if we have time. Sorry, Peggy can't talk to Bob Chapman. I wanted to plug the internationalforecaster.com. People want to get a free hard copy of it. What number do they call to get a sample copy, Bob?
800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Or they can go to the site, theinternationalforecaster.com.
Bob, I tell you what, you've got about three more minutes. Let me hold you through, into this behind-the-scenes break, but at least folks watching on the web and on TV at PrisonPlanet.tv can hear me go to Peggy. We're going to come back in the final segment with a recap of some newly developed financial news. The banks, the private Federal Reserve, dumping our tax money in, you're going to fit the bill, can't even prop the stock market up. I want to get Bob's take on that and then talk to Peggy for three more minutes, then we'll come back in the final segment. Right here on the one, the only GCN radio network. Don't forget, we've redesigned PrisonPlanet.com. How do we get more people to tune in and find out the truth? I'm not risking my life for nothing here. You tell them how to listen on the web, shortwave, and AM and FM, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be right back.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a...
All right, final segment. Folks, retransmission starts with Jesse Ventura for more than an hour. Key economic analysis where I cover the news in the first hour and what we're facing starts on the web only at Infowars.com. the next few hours for PrisonPlanet.tv members. We'll have the Jesse Ventura video posted. I want to spend 4 minutes with Ted Anderson. I had him on for about 5 minutes in the first hour, too. Ted is selling gold and silver that he bought, that he locked in this morning before it went up by $15-plus dollars. Gold and silver. And Ted literally makes no money on this. He pays the brokers like 2% to take the order. But Ted's doing this to introduce you to metals, physically holding them. And it's because you're my listeners. You're going to pay $970-something if you buy gold anywhere right now. But Ted has it locked in, and it's somewhat numismatic. It has collector value, the coins he's offering, British sovereigns, European francs, Swiss and French francs, and the American silver dollars at, I don't know, each one of the coins he was selling, the silver dollars were at $1 or about 90 cents above spot. You can't get them at that. And that was at the cost this morning when he locked them in. They're below spot. The silver is an insane deal. And I feel good supporting the network, but mainly supporting you folks when you hurt the New World Order and transfer some of your Federal Reserve notes, because you can pull your Federal Reserve notes out of the bank. They're just going to devalue there, too. It's an amazing feeling the little bit of capital we've got is there to fund the operation. That's why I'm rushing to get the cameras, build the stage for the TV show, to spend the money we got from the money bomb before it's devalued the next year and a half. We are just last ditch. We're not running off with our little nest egg. We are expending it to fight the New World Order. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't protect your nest egg. Ted, I mean, we've seen the markets go crazy today. They pumped billions into the stock market. It still went down. This is getting scarier and scarier, Ted.
Oh, it sure is. It's amazing to see what happened to those bank stocks today. I mean, they dropped like a stone. I mean, we're talking about major banks like
Yeah, tell Citigroup. Folks real fast what happened.
Yeah, well, you'd have to just look at the indexes and look at it, but you can take a couple of examples here. If you just look at some of the major banks, Citicorp, Zion, Washington Mutual, all that stuff just fell to the floor. Of course, IndyMac went down from about $30 a share almost to zero now, and the market's just getting beat up like crazy. Gold and silver both up, 976 gold and silver 1926. A tremendous increase today in that market. I'm real surprised to see that happen this time of the year.
Yeah, for those that don't know, headline, Fed spell out Freddie Mac a plan. Which bank will fail next? Borrowers line up in California to withdraw their cash from Citigroup. $1.1 trillion of mysterious assets, shadows, earnings. I mean, it's meltdown. I'm praying everybody's right and we got a year or two before the depression hits. I mean, it's not a question of if, but when now, Ted. How do folks call and get gold and silver at insane prices?
Well, right now, 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237. We have the franc coins, like you mentioned, they're at 212. We also have the sovereign coins, too, another great buy. They're at 286, and those rolls of silver coins, like you said, right now at 202 per roll of 20, that is just insane. And again, very short time ago, Alex, silver wasn't even available on the marketplace. I couldn't sell them. So call 800-686-2237 and take advantage of this. You need to. Take a look at what's happening in that banking industry. It's enough to frighten anybody.
Yeah, this is just bracing for impact here, ladies and gentlemen, and it's only going to get worse. Politicians are telling you everything's wonderful as everything goes to hell in a handbasket. Meanwhile, Dick Cheney 2 years ago sold all his dollars for euros and bought a house in Dubai. Bush is moving to Paraguay. Karl Rove left the country last week under subpoena and is now under indictment. 1-800-686-2237. Thanks, Ted.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
Retransmission starts now at the one, the only, InfoWars.com. Retransmission at InfoWars.com. God bless you all.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.